I'm Izzy V from Hard As Nails. You can find us at facebook.com/Hard As Nails Band, and you're listening to IRC FM.
IRC FM Metal Monday starts now.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I'm IRC, and welcome to episode 42 of IRC FM Metal Monday. The answer to life is metal. Yes, coming up very soon is IRCstock. That is the gig that I am hosting in conjunction with Roadie Entertainment and Echo Romeo Kilo Promotions, the 11th of August at the Valve Bar at Tempe in 2012, celebrating my birthday. It's birthday month for me in August, so that is absolutely awesome. As you're hearing this episode, I'll actually be preparing to get on a jet plane and fly across the ditch to New Zealand. And so when I come back, I'm going to have some specials from Dead of Winterfest, hopefully from the Shark Bar in Miami, and also, of course, coming up will be the War Faction Bunker Party. But those specials will be put together when I get back. I'm having a bit of a break in New Zealand with some fish and chips. I think I'll be really good at the Kiwi accent by the end of the week. It is just going to be absolute heaven, even if it is the middle of winter. Anywho, speaking of middle of winter, any time is a good time for some ice cream if it's provided to me by Izzy from Hard As Nails. Hard As Nails are going to be one of the many bands actually at IRCstock. There'll be Hard As Nails, there'll be Vanity Riot, Smoke and Mirrors, Belle and her Ghetto Rockers, and then we'll metal it up with Gutter Tactic, with Empirical and Foundry Road. Seven awesome bands for $10, and you get to come and celebrate my birthday with me. How good's that? Anywho, speaking of Hard As Nails, we're going to kick things off with some ice cream and then Messiah, and then we're going to hear a bit of an interview snippet with myself and Izzy from Hard As Nails, and then after that we've got some metal coming to you from Canberra and the south coast of New South Wales, and then we're going to go overseas to Estonia amongst other places and a bit more. This is IRC on IRC FM Metal Monday, episode 42. The answer to life is metal. IRCFMMetalMonday.com.
Like Ice Cream, which Mike and Leon originally wrote together. That was just a fun song that they were just sitting there writing one night, you know, and those words, you know what I've got to say, so, ha, you know just exactly where to go, ha. You know, it's just this spunky song, and they thought, what's something that people love and want? Ice Cream, you know, everybody, and again, wasn't meant to be about anything in particular. It was just the boys, I think, having a laugh one night. Probably didn't even think it was going to go anywhere. And then it got that cool, chunky riff behind it, and we were like, yeah, we've got to use this. So, yeah, it really just comes from anywhere. Anything that you see in your daily life, I guess.
And you also sing a song totally in Spanish.
I do, yes. That song's called No Importa, and that was one of the first ones I probably brought to the band that I've written the guitar and or the vocals and the melody line to, which was kind of cool to take a song to the band and go, oh, look at this, you know, what do you think of this idea? And see, No Importa is probably a good example of something that's a little bit more personal, in our set, you know, in our song list. That's a story very personal for me, being someone that comes, that was born here, but that has a Latin background, and that whole fusion of Latin culture and Australian culture, because I am so Australian, it's not funny, but I do love my Latin culture, I love my Latin music. I love the language, even though I really can't speak it. I'm awful, awful, awful at speaking Spanish. I just pull off singing the song, which is kind of a funny part about the songs. I actually do mention that, how bad my grammar and my Spanish is in the song, but I still feel this, I still feel drawn to this culture and music. So, yeah, and that's a really... really fun song to do, and I was really stoked that the boys enjoyed doing it. Reese has his little drum solo in the middle, you know, and I really wanted that there for him to just feel at home in the band and put his own little bit of new metal double kick sound in there. So I was just glad that the boys loved it.
Do you love your music at 11? If you love your music at 11, tune in to IRC FM Metal Monday every Monday on Channel IRC. If you love metal, IRC FM Metal Monday brings you metal from Australia and around the world each and every Monday. Don't hate me because I'm metal. ChannelIRC.com. IRC FM Metal Monday.
You are listening to IRC FM Metal Monday, episode 42. And now we're going to feature a track from another local band here in Sydney that found me via Facebook. We have Shadows in Ruin. He said that all things pure and innocent and all things nice and wholesome cast a silhouette of darkness when they stride into the sun. When a being does not stand as an obstacle to light, when existence does not barricade beams of trespassing judgment, when one fails to emit a shadow, this is Shadows in Ruin. The band's message is both obvious and confronting. The music serves as a mutiny to the constraints imposed by societal structures and institutions. It is a source of liberation, a discharge of aggression, frustration and belligerence. So two members of Shadows in Ruin, Phil and Daniel, have collaborated to produce a unique style of metal that has been fused from vast and various influences that will sweep the expanse of the entire metal playground. Their sound and style transcends barriers of genre, and they refuse to be restricted by convention. So let's find out how these guys go. This is Mortal Androids. That's the song Mortal Androids. Hello to all the Android users out there who could be listening to this on Pocket Cast by Shifty Jelly.
Fish and easy fish. The train on platform number 1 goes to the Orange Mountains, stopping at Alagong, Alamata, Gas Junction, Bank Robber Plains, Bogadoon Heights, Broken Hill Harbour, Bungara, Bunganwell, Circular Square, Kutamu, Kaumu, Kaupu, Dubberville, Dunpee Bath, Double Dildo Entertainment Centre, Eastern Creepy Way, Fairy Fall Flats, Goodsham, Hex Creation Park, Hexworthy, Lapjans Park, Loo Creek, Lunagong, McDonald Farm, Moss Heads, Mount Heads, Mount Flats, Northern South, Parkville Park, Penis Tuggera, Punchmore Wales, Rear Shunting, Richville, Rootworthy, Rooty Tooty Hill, Royal Intercourse Park, Rye Moor Quakers, Sulphide Paradise, Surface Tank, Tarmor Cola, Niagara Park, Wagga 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 Wagga, and Waterhill. All aboard, please. Passengers wishing to have sex, please contact the guard and await further instructions from City Rail staff. We'll be right back.
walk along. Green to the top, to the touch, to the beat is much softer. Gotta break, 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 break away. With the beat, with the beat, with the beat. Don't breathe away, don't walk away, stand tall. Do you wanna live forever? With the beat, with the beat, with the beat. Gotta give it up, give it all up and go get her.
Leaving you in misery. We'd like to remind our American tourist friends that you are almost certainly talking too loud.
It would just figure. It would just figure.
Right,
I mean, right when you finally get it right, you know, to make the ultimate album, the album you dreamed of, right when you finally get it all together, when you wake up this day, this London day, and that you finally have all the pieces, that's when the fucking world will blow up. I always knew it would blow up, man. I always knew it would, but at least I made a great record. That's all that matters, right? I mean, after all, what have you got anyway? Just your art. Who gives a damn about money, success? Look at these mindless idiots running around, thinking they've got it made, fighting and killing, screaming and yelling. All I ever wanted to do was play rock and roll. That's all I ever want. That's all I ever want. Play rock and roll. Play rock and roll. Just play rock and roll. Play rock and roll. Play rock.
Residents of London are reminded that there are other places in Britain outside your stinking shithole of a city, and that if you remove your heads from your arses for just a couple of minutes, you may realise that the M25 is not the edge of the earth.
Save me from his grip! Horribly, truly sick!
Hi, this is CJ Thrillhouse from Club Bled, New South Wales. You're listening to IRC FM, where it's metal. www.clubled.com.au.
And yes, I will be in CJ Thrillhouse territory, or one of his territories, very soon, actually, for the War Faction Bunker Party. Might actually see him there. Anywho, we're almost up to the last band of the episode already, but I should tell you about the music that we have featured so far. We just heard a couple of songs from Ripface Invasion. The last song you heard was The Last One on Earth, and prior to that, I should have really had that at the end of the episode, shouldn't I? The Last One on Earth. And prior to that, we heard them again with Horror Tech. Prior to that, we heard from Spiders and Snakes with Radio Stars, and prior to that, London Days. Then we heard Pale Discretion with Witch's Tongue, and also Juju. Hi to Buzz indeed. Hi, Buzz. Hopefully your new band will be kicking off very soon. Buzz, the Death Movement. And prior to that, we heard a song from Estonian metal band Herald with their song Corpseum, I think. My Estonian's just about as non-existent as my Polish and my Spanish. Anywho, Herald have been around since the year 2000 in Estonia. They are gigging around Eastern Europe, so that is absolutely awesome. They've had several albums out. In 2010, they began work on their second studio album, and their third album was released in December last year, called Gala. And they've also been appearing at festivals, including Rock Ramp in 2010 and Hard Rock Lager in 2011. So that was Herald from Estonia. We also heard from Pale Discretion. And Pale Discretion, they come from us in Baltimore. It's originally a project that started out as a B-side project, toying with songs that never got off the ground in old bands, turned into a thing of thrashing of sound. In May 2011, Chris, Joe and Alex met together in Joe's basement to release their frustrations from past projects. They began blending their sound with influences from Macedon, Clutch, Tool and Alice in Chains. They have strong, powerful guitars, pounding drums, screaming soulful leads, and vocals that poured with emotion. It was born. Then we heard from Spiders and Snakes. The recent resurgence of 80s style era hard rock owes a bit of debt to LA cult heroes Spiders and Snakes. The band was formed by singer guitarist Lizzie, formerly of Ultra Pop in London, and drummer Tim, also a former member of Ultra Pop in London in the early 1990s, and it has remained a constant dynamic entity in the international music market, and has been cited by several European bands as an influence and an inspiration. Their first release, Acromania, was released way back in 1991. They enjoyed a brief flirtation with success on MTV, and the band would spend the next decade and a half enjoying great underground success worldwide and releasing a string of critically acclaimed independent releases. So that is Spiders and Snakes. You can find out a lot more about them on their website. Go to the show notes, click on the links, irkfmmetalmonday.com. And then after that, we heard from Ripface Invasion. They are a coalition of veteran musicians from the New Jersey punk hardcore metal scene from over the last 20 years. They take on a late 80s, early 90s New York hardcore sound. They blend it with hints of 80s thrash metal and mid-90s New Jersey beatdown style hardcore. They'll also throw in some punk rock influences from bands such as The Misfits and The Ramones. Ripface Invasion was formed in December 2010 by vocalist Anthony, who is the founder and active member of the Earaches Records 1997 New Chapter recording artist IDK since their creation in 1990. So that is quite cool indeed. We are going to finish up, speaking of bands that have been around for a long time, a lot of people would be familiar with the song Stairway to Heaven, going to feature a band now called Stairway, who are described as an in-your-face onslaught of classic hard rock and metal, power with thought-provoking lyrics and masterful melodic choruses. You can get their music on their website and also the usual downloady places, the social networky places, and a lot more. They've got some good UK distribution deals as well. And you can even buy it from those stores that apparently have bricks and mortar. They've been around for quite some time, have Stairway. They've produced many, many albums. And if you want more information about them, they've got an extensive catalogue, they've got an extensive history, perform many, many shows. And let's hear them now. To finish up the episode, we're going to hear Enter the Light, and then that's going to be followed by No Mercy.
Thank you. Into the light.
You have been listening to episode 42 of Irk FM Metal Monday, irkfmmetalmonday.com. Hope you enjoyed the music and also the little snippet with Izzy from Hard as Nails. When things settle down a bit with my place of employment, I need to get into the rehearsal studio with those guys and record an interview with all of the band. We heard from Hard as Nails, Shadows in Ruin, Herald, Pale Discretion, Spiders and Snakes, Ripface, Invasion and Stairway. This episode, the music has come from the Artist Direct and also Airplay Direct. Music on Irk FM comes to you directly from the artist, usually with permission or under agreements with various music content providers. The episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. However, the rights to the music remains with the original rights holder. When I come back from New Zealand, I'll be having a bit of a rest and I'll be putting together the special episodes from the Shark Bar in Miami, also from Dead of Winter and also Bunker Fest with War Faction. So that will be absolutely cool. And in amongst all that, the preparations and the promotion for Irkstock continue. If this isn't enough for you, check out my buddy Ro at the Dark Compass Metal Show, darkcompass.com/metal. And he always provides me with a lot of support and also some awesome music as well. You can also check out my other shows at Irk FM, irkfm.com for Irk FM Australia and also Irk FM International. If you want more information about anything you've heard on the show, or to listen to previous episodes, interviews and a lot more, go to irkfmmetalmonday.com. Until next time, I'm Irk. Thank you very much for listening. Don't hate me because I'm metal, bro. And good night, interweb. That was the pissiest Kiwi accent I've ever done. Good night.